Kreisman visited the PTA at John M. Sexton University for the third year in a row. He praised the members of the largest children's advocacy organization for spending time with their kids after school. But after a few austere education bills, he said the only good news is that not much more can be done to further destroy the education system. He was concerned that the voucher program could siphon public tax dollars into private schools.
And whether it's a pure voucher, which is called the corporate income tax credit, or it's the McKay scholarship, which has been expanded in this last session pretty dramatically. McKay, if you're not familiar with that, was originally set up for kids with special needs who were having a hard time getting their needs met in the public education system to have an alternate. That's been expanded.
Many private schools may provide a quality education, but for-profit schools are growing in number, deriving a large amount of their funding from federal loans. Kreisman said that while some for-profit schools may actually be well-intentioned, the general notion is misguided.
What you now see are big corporations that are getting involved and are opening, you know, like franchises of charter schools. And that's not what it started out to be, and that's, I don't believe, effective. I think that's getting us away from what was working, and again, it's going to more of a profit-based format. And when it's profit-based, what's the goal? The goal is profit. It's profit-driven. That's what for-profit stands for.
Such for-profit schools may not be accredited and have sketchy records when it comes to putting graduates into jobs. Kreisman is also worried that charter schools are undermining the current public school system.
Most importantly, what we saw happen was all the money that could have gone into improving facilities at different schools, at public schools around the state, 100% of those dollars went to charter schools this past year in the budget. Not $1 that could have gone to a public school went there, and instead all went to charter schools. So that's a pretty significant change and a pretty significant legislation that happened last session. And the last bill I want to talk about, which you all probably remember, if for those of you who were here last year when I spoke, me talking about what was at that time Senate Bill 6 that then Governor Crist vetoed.
But the current Governor Rick Scott passed a modified version of Senate Bill 6, which placed all teachers hired after July 1st, 2010, on a temporary one-year contract.
And what this bill basically does is it says every teacher, no matter how good a teacher they are, is terminated every year. Every year. They have to apply to be reinstated. Now, it doesn't matter if it's a fantastic teacher or a teacher that is struggling.
He said that grading schools and teachers based upon FCAT scores creates the incentive to teach students only how to pass the test. Alan Pettigo is with the school's PTA and said that teacher evaluations based upon FCAT scores may not be fair for special education classes that don't use the test.
Or in some teachers' cases where they teach special education, and they don't have any type of FCAT testing because there's no way to take FCAT testing if you have a nonverbal, unable to communicate child, their performance is going to be based on whether that second grade or third grade general education teacher is going to get good scores on their test. And if they don't, then it can impact on all the teachers within the system. And it just makes absolutely no sense. There needs to be a way to fairly evaluate teachers at all levels and not just base everything on one standard testing that says everybody has to pass that test or the rest of the people below them will not be successful.
Although Kreisman called it a misnomer since only a handful of counties had tenure, he still opposed the bill. He said it was not fair for leaders in Tallahassee to simultaneously propose massive tax breaks for big businesses and ask teachers to work on annual contracts due to state budget constraints.
But when you're balancing the budget on their back only, when there's other money that potentially the state could be collecting but is choosing not to, it's harder to swallow. And I'll give you an example. There are online travel companies, Expedia, Travelocity, Hotels.com. They collect taxes on the rooms they sell, but they only pay a portion to the state. They're not paying what the state law says they're supposed to be paying. It costs the state, since 1999, over $500 million in revenue. It's not new taxes, it's taxes they're not paying that they owe, and the state has done nothing to collect it.
These laws are already in effect, so Kreisman suggested that anyone who opposes them should vote out the incumbents. He criticized state legislators Don Gates and Will Weatherford for stalling the release of official redistricting maps. Kreisman says releasing them at the last minute could disadvantage new candidates. Kreisman said he isn't alone in being upset at how Florida is being run.
We need to hold our elected officials accountable, and if they're not doing their job, we need to vote them out of office. And the public needs to be vocal about it. And personally, I'm thrilled to see some of the things that we're seeing around the country where people are standing up and saying, you know what, this isn't right. I'll quote from a movie that probably not everybody has seen, but it was from a line from the movie Dune: "The sleeper has awakened." I hope the sleeper has awakened. People need to wake up to what's happening in their state. And if they don't, we're in for more problems.
But Kreisman asked members of the group to vote for retaining Supreme Court justices because newly appointed ones would be selected by Rick Scott. You can find out more on our website, wmnf.org/news. Reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.